Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dave Thomas joining us live, meteorologist at the National Weather Service. It looks like a wild weather day coming up today, Dave, with high winds and rain. What are we in for?
Yes, it is going to be a rainy day through especially the morning hours. And by this afternoon, we're going to be looking at winds rapidly increasing in strength.
How windy are we going to get? How wet might we get today?
Yeah, the rain today is actually looking at around a quarter of an inch of rainfall, so not too much as far as the rain goes, as far as flooding, but the winds are going to be the main story, and we're looking for southwest winds this afternoon, potentially gusting to 60 miles an hour.
All right, up to 60. Is this going to present any kind of issues for local creeks?
The rain will swell the creeks, especially looking at Cayuga Creek that will rise to near bankfall, but the snow melt and the rain should be enough to not cause any widespread river or creek flooding.
Okay, so that's some maybe good news there, avoiding any major problems. How long is this warm-up going to last? Are we carrying it through the weekend?
Yeah, we're going to be returning cooler temperatures throughout the weekend, especially on Sunday, looking for temperatures right around the freezing mark with some lake effect snow.
Will that be affecting Metro Buffalo at all on Sunday?
We could see an inch or two in the Buffalo metro area. The greater accumulations of 4 inches or so will be found across the Boston Hills and down towards the southern tier.
All right, all stuff to watch. Hey, thanks so much, Dave Thomas, the National Weather Service, joining us live here on WBEN. Nice little warm-up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.